This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Detroit's bankruptcy is getting the headlines right now, but many governments in Michigan could be facing similar financial troubles in the future. Detroit might be the first of many financial catastrophes in the state. Detroit's debt is supposed to be as much as $20 billion. About half of that is blamed on underfunded pensions and benefits for Detroit City retirees. Last week, some of those retirees gathered for a luncheon. Cheryl Williams says she's worried about what bankruptcy might do to the retirees' pensions and health care benefits. She worked in Detroit's finance department for decades, and she knows something about the numbers. She says what happens to Detroit could happen in your community, too.
I'm hoping they try not to set a precedent with Detroit, because there are a lot of municipalities that are going to get hurt if they set a precedent with Detroit.
So what does she mean by that? Well, a lot of Michigan's larger cities, counties, and charter townships started promising workers pensions and retiree health care benefits decades ago to attract workers. Anthony Meningi is chief operating officer for the Michigan Municipal League. He says they had to start offering better packages for employees.
The auto industries and all of the support industries around autos are the ones that set the bar. Local government, in an attempt to compete for talent, had to match those types of benefits.
So basically, government said to employees, look, you work today, we'll pay you in part now, and then when you retire, we'll pay you the rest of what you've earned. But that pay you tomorrow scenario is at risk. Most pension funds investments were hurt by the recession, but Meningi says, most of the municipalities can catch up on their obligations, although not all of them. It's the obligations to pay for health care coverage that's the real problem.
I think this, the stat I saw is it is roughly 6% funded on a statewide basis when you look at it. So pretty inadequately funded, I should say.
When state and local governments started offering health care coverage to employees and retirees, insurance premiums were cheap. No one saw health care costs soaring way above inflation rates for years on end. So you ended up with situations like Detroit. Now, pensions are underfunded by $3.5 billion. Health care obligations are underfunded by $5.7 billion, according to the emergency manager's estimates. About a decade ago, all these government entities were warned they needed to be aware of this problem. The Government Accounting Standards Board instructed governments to start figuring out what they could do about the ever-growing cost of their retirees' health care. Some governments, such as Oakland County, worked on the problem. Most governments did not, or, like the state, have only dealt with part of the problem. Eric Lufer is with Citizens Research Council of Michigan. He says politicians have been kicking the can down the road, especially recently, because already they've been facing budget cuts because of the recession.
Most of those governments have the same sort of liabilities as we're looking at it in Detroit. Very few of them have funded healthcare liabilities for their workers, and those that are fully funded in a pension are very rare.
So governments facing these looming liabilities now face one of a few scenarios. First, bankruptcy in years to come, or cutting city services to citizens even further to fulfill promises to their past employees, or eliminating pensions and retiree health care to many current and future employees, switching to defined contribution plans where those employees manage their own finances to pay for health care and life's expenses in retirement. Eric Lufer says that last option does get the government off the hook.
Moving away from these sort of liabilities, giving the governments more predictability on their cost, but it is transferring the risk from the government to the employee.
Economists warn, though, people really don't understand what kind of money they'll need for retirement. It will likely mean future generations of both public and private sector workers are going to be much more poor in retirement. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.